Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
The Cardinals would love to turn that leadoff hit by pitch into another run and make life a little easier for Helsley.
Just get one more. I mean, that's. I don't want to be greedy. I just want one more.
Well, how about three more with one big swing here?
All right, I'll be greedy.
The pitch. A swing, and there's a high fly ball, right center field, hit deep to the wall. We're greedy. It's a goner. A home run for Victor Scott. A three-run shot, and there's more breathing room for the Cardinals in the ninth inning.
Well, how about that? Cardinals sweep a doubleheader yesterday in Cincinnati, outscoring their opponent 15-1. So that was a good day for the Cardinals, who needed a couple of wins on the road, and they finally got them. We go to the guest line here just after 10 o'clock on 104.1 FM KMOX. John Rooney, the voice you just heard. And that is as excited as I've heard him in a long time, John.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a guest now.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. You're a regular contributor. You are a part of the show. You're a friend of the show.
So it should be the regular contributors line.
Well, everybody who's on this line is a guest.
I guessed so.
But you're a special guest. Not all guests are equal.
Yeah, you're a special guest, John. Yeah.
Yes, in fact, we ride the special bus on these trips. Yes, we have a third bus, and one night the bus had special on it, so we all took a picture, the broadcasters and media relations, and we took a picture in front of the bus, the special bus. So, yes, we are special.
You're special to us.
Well, thank you.
Doesn't that help? So how about that that ninth
what
inning?
A day, huh? What a day.
A great day, but let's start with that game one, that ninth
inning.
Well,
frustrating. Very frustrating for the first eight innings to have just one run and hit the ball as hard as they hit it, lining into double plays or just having one thing after another go the other way. And Oliver getting kicked out of the game. He wanted to go a whole series here in Cincinnati without being kicked out and just didn't happen. And I think he got kicked out to keep somebody on his bench from getting the heave-ho, is what happened when he jumped over the railing. Though that jump over the railing, I'd have to give that a 10-5, not a 10. That was pretty good. But if he hit his foot on the top of the railing, that would have been an ugly video, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's risky. Like, you got to own that jump, because otherwise, like you said, John, then it goes viral for all the wrong reasons.
I'm telling you what, he jumped over that thing like he had a spring on his chair, and it was pretty good, but then the team responded after that, and with two outs, Victor Scott got a pitch he could handle. Now, Alexis Diaz has been sent to AAA. He's having some issues, and I'm not sure he's 100%, because we've seen him when he's good, and he's tough to deal with when he's on his game.
You know, we're talking about the ejection. We had Ollie Marmol. We have him every Tuesday on the Gas House Gang at 12, and toward the end of, I think, 2 weeks ago, the show, one of the listeners asked him if he almost got thrown out. I forgot what game it was, and if he was trying to get thrown out or wanted to. And since that happened, he's been ejected twice. So I feel like the listeners really wanted him to get ejected, and it finally happened.
Well, it seemed to put a charge into the team, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It worked. It kept somebody, Descalzo or somebody on the bench, from getting kicked out of the game. And it was at a point in the game where, a very important time, but they weren't getting the calls.
Well, we also saw Mason Wynn make his debut as a number two hitter. That seemed to work out for him and be a little jolt for the Cardinals.
I like the balance in the lineup with Wynn hitting second and moving Contreras down to protect Nolan Arenado, having Wilson bat number five. And under normal circumstances, now Abbott, a left-hander, is pitching today, so Jose Barrero is going to get a start in center field. But with a right-hander pitching tomorrow, Clay Holmes for the Mets, you'll see Scott batting ninth. There's good speed at the bottom of the order and a little pop, as we witnessed yesterday. And then you get to the top of the order with Newt Barr and Wynn to set the table for the middle with Donovan, Arenado, Contreras, and then whoever's DHing after that. I like the balance in the lineup, and let's hope they take off and run with it.
You know, you mentioned Contreras, who, he's been coming around. What have you seen differently from him that he's getting the results now that he wasn't getting in the first couple of weeks of the season?
Well, he's not wildly swinging at pitches out of the zone. He's not expanding the zone the way he was. And I think he was anxious to get something started after being so dominant in spring training. I mean, he hit everything hard in spring training. And then when the season started, then what he was hitting, he was getting fly ball outs, some ground outs, double play balls, and not very much fell for him. But now that he's taking a few more walks and he's hitting the ball hard from right center to left field and he's getting his share of contact and good hard contact, I think that's going to pay dividends. Now we need to get Nolan Arenado back on track. Arenado has seen his average take a dip, and he won the game last Saturday with a home run to left field beating the Milwaukee Brewers. But he's had a rough time in this series, an RBI double on Monday to drive in the only run in the game. They need to get him hot, too. But as we see, Wynn heating up a little bit, Walker's taking better at bats. He hit the ball very hard yesterday, and he's back in there in the lineup against the lefty Abbott today.
You know, John, I really liked this phrase from a coach that said, we don't look at momentum. We don't talk about momentum so much, after these two wins like this, as we talk about trends. I think that's so smart. It's not about momentum. It's about trends with a team and positive trends that you're seeing with the Cardinals team.
Well, that's why I go back when I get ready for a game and I take a look at the last 7 to 10 games to see what a hitter's doing. And I put that down on the card. And that pretty much tells you what you need to know about who's hot, who's not, who you may need to pitch around or be more careful with than the next guy in the lineup, or set up pitching around a guy to get to the next guy in the lineup to help your causes. But I take a look at those recent games. Like Lars Newt Barr, he's hitting .320 in his last 7 games, a homer, 4 RBIs. He has a double or two in that mix, and he's getting his share of walks. He's walked 7 times over the last 7 games, and he's doing his part to get on. And he has a record 11 walks for March and April. He extended that with a walk in the second game of the doubleheader last night. And he's doing his job in that regard. And the on-base percentage for Newt Barr over the last 7 games, .469. That tells you that he's starting to heat up again.
Meanwhile, in terms of pitching, at least from the starter's perspective, the Cardinals have been solid this year. Matthew Liberatore getting the start today. And for somebody who was sort of given, before the season started, he was given the leash. They said to him, you're going to go, and, we're going to let you have the spot, and you have an opportunity to succeed and to fail, which is important. And he's really succeeded, John. He's looked really good this year for them.
No, he has the demeanor on the mound right now, like you're taking food off my table. I mean, I belong out here, and I'm going to get you out. And even when he has a rough inning, it's not 4 or 5 runs. It might be 1 or 2. And he's able to limit the damage. But he feels like when he comes to the park, he is going to win. And when a young pitcher gets that kind of thing going behind him, he's fun to watch. And I think the teammates feed off of that, too. But let's not lose what happened in the second game of the doubleheader last night with Gordon Graceffo.
Yeah.
He went the last 5 innings, picked up his first major league win, because they got to about 75 pitches with Mats through 4 innings, and he had struck out 6. So they brought Graceffo in, And I look up on the board, and I see 99 on a fastball. Haven't seen that from him in the past. When he came up last year in spring training, and then he did it again. He had like three, four pitches, 99 miles an hour, and then settled in between 96, 97, 95, in that range the rest of the way. But he had a really hard breaking ball going around 92, throwing a changeup in the 80s. And he went out there with a plan, taking advantage of an opportunity, being the 27th man, and really impressed. John Mozeliak is sitting in the booth next to us for these games, and he even put up 99. Wow, we hadn't seen that from him. And last night, he took advantage of the opportunity, and he looks like a guy who might be a great setup man down the road. But right now, the Cardinals need a little depth in starting pitching, and he's starting at AAA. They have McGreevy and Graceffo as a couple of starters they could rely on if they need to dip down there and pick up one or two.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And in terms of the bullpen, there have been some issues this year, at least other than Ryan Helsley, and he's had a lot of, hasn't had a lot of opportunities to get out there and try to save a game because they haven't been in save situations. But as you look at the bullpen over about the last week or so, how well do you think they have done?
I think they've done a lot better job, and I think we're seeing King getting more command, feeling more comfortable, and I tell you, what we've seen out of a couple of the relievers out there has been very good. And of course, Ryan Fernandez was sent down, but Kyle Leahy and King, I think, could throw about every day. And they've been reliable in recent outings, and Leahy's been very reliable ever since spring training. And even before spring training, I think Leahy, what he did last year, impressed enough people that they put him in that role. Phil Maton's done a pretty good job. He's had a couple of hiccups, and every reliever is going to. Helsley has. And Helsley might get into a game today even with a four-run lead. He might not. But I think just needing the work, I think it's been like 5 days. But they didn't need him yesterday for the doubleheader. And in many ways, I think that's a good thing with the Mets coming up. But by and large, the bullpen's getting better.
So we are 30 minutes away from the pregame show with Tom Ackerman today. The Cardinals will finish their series against the Reds before they come home tomorrow for a game tomorrow. 11:40 first pitch, John Rooney and Ricky Horton on the call today. John, we will talk to you soon.
So glad to be one of your guests today.
Well,
one of our best.
Yeah, our best guest.
Our favorite, our most special guest.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.